You've got a list, a long one. And somewhere on that list, buried under grocery runs and work emails and everything everybody else needs from you, is the workout you keep meaning to do. Today, we're going to talk about why that list might be the sneakiest saboteur your arms have ever had. And no, the answer isn't just wake up earlier.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 121. I'm your host, Christine Rucker, and I'm so glad you're here today because we're going to get into something I almost never hear talked about in the fitness space. We talk about workouts, we talk about nutrition, we talk about staying consistent, but nobody's talking about the thing that's quietly running the show behind the scenes for so many of the women that I coach, the to-do list. Now, stay with me because I promise this isn't a productivity episode. This is a toned arms episode. And by the time we're done today, you're going to see your to-do list in a completely different way. One that actually makes space for you to show up for yourself and your arms and for the woman that you're becoming. If this is your first time here, welcome. This podcast exists because I believe that toned arms aren't built through punishment, motivation, or Monday restarts. They're built through identity, through self-trust, through becoming a woman who follows through, not because she's disciplined, but because she's finally stopped abandoning herself. All right, so let's get into it. Can I ask you something? How long is your to-do list right now? I was on a coaching call recently, and my client told me hers was close to 30 pages. 30 pages. And she laughed when she said it, but underneath that laugh was a woman who was completely exhausted, who hadn't worked out consistently in months, who kept telling herself she'd get to her arms once things slowed down. Sound familiar? Here's what I hear all the time. Christine, I want to do the workouts. I really do. But by the time I get through everything I have to do, I'm just white. There's nothing left. I'll start when things calm down. And I get it. I really do. But there's something about that list, that never ending, always growing, somehow longer than yesterday list, that makes everything else feel optional, including you, including your arms, including the 15 minutes that could actually change things. You're going, going, going all day. And when you finally sit down, your brain immediately starts reciting everything still left undone. So you either push yourself to keep going when your body's begging for rest, or you collapse on the couch feeling vaguely guilty that you didn't get the workout in again. Here's what I want you to consider though. What if the list isn't the actual problem? What if the problem is how you're thinking about the list? Because here's the truth. I want to drop right here at the top. Your to-do list is never going to be finished. Not today, not next week, not when the kids are older or the job slows down or summer hits. It's never going to be done. The belief that you'll finally have time for yourself once you get caught up, that belief is costing you your arms. This is something that I talk about with the think, feel, act cycle all the time. Your circumstances, meaning the actual facts of your life, don't create your feelings. Your thoughts about those circumstances do. So, the list itself is just a list. It's neutral. It doesn't have the power to exhaust you or overwhelm you or steal your workout on its own. What's doing all of that is the story you're telling yourself about the list. The story that says it should already be done, that you're behind, that everyone else has it more together than you, that you'll feel better once you get on top of the list. And here's where this connects directly to your arms. That story that you have to get everything done before you can take care of yourself, that story isn't a time management problem. It's a self-worth problem dressed up as a scheduling problem. So here's something practical I want you to try. Get really factual about your list. Not dramatic, not overwhelmed, just factual. Write it all out, right? Everything. Then count it. Because what sounds like I have a million things to do often turns out to be 14 things. Still a lot, maybe, but not a million. And of those 14 things, how many actually have a hard deadline today? How many truly can't wait? Most of you have one list with no dates, no priorities, no real distinction between what's urgent and what's just something you'd eventually like to handle. When everything looks equally urgent, nothing gets done, including you, including your workout. The women who build toned arms over 50 aren't the ones who have less to do. They're the ones who've decided that they're also on the list, non-negotiably. I want to tell you something about a river. When I was a little girl, my sister and I used to spend summers at my grandparents' house, and they had a river running through their property. We played in that river constantly. We waded in it, we watched it, we poked around in it with sticks, just kids being kids. And what I remember most about that river is that it was always moving. Always. Sometimes it was high and fast, and sometimes wild, but then sometimes it was low and slow, and you could practically step across it. But it was always there, always flowing. It never stopped. It wasn't trying to get somewhere. It wasn't behind. It wasn't ahead. It was just constantly moving the way rivers do. Now, here's what I want you to consider about your to-do list. What if you stopped seeing it as a list, something with a beginning and an end and a finish line you're always behind on, and started seeing it as a river of to-dos that's always flowing, that's supposed to always be flowing because you're alive, because you're doing things, because that's literally what it means to be a human being who is fully participating in her life. You're not behind. You're not failing. The river's just flowing the way it always has, the way it always will. And here's the important part. You don't have to be in the river every single second. When you think of your responsibilities as a list, your brain's always calculating how far you are from the end. And since there is no end, your brain's always registering that you're behind. And behind feels urgent. Behind feels like you can't rest. Behind feels like you definitely can't spend 30 minutes doing arm workouts when there are still emails and dishes and 100 other things waiting. But when you think of it as a river, you're not trying to drain it. You're just choosing to step in and when to step out. The river keeps flowing, whether you're in it or not. Stepping out isn't failure. It isn't laziness. It isn't falling behind. It's just choosing to be out of the river for a bit. That's called rest. And that's also called a workout. And that's also called living like a woman who matters to herself. The next time you feel the pull of the list when you're trying to show up for your workout, I want you to come back to the river. The list is flowing. It'll still be there when you're done. Nothing's lost. Nothing's ruined. You're allowed to step out of it for 20 minutes. You're not behind. You're not ahead. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. And here's something nobody else is talking about when it comes to midlife fitness and staying consistent with arm workouts. It's not actually about the workout at all. And I want to talk about the two specific ways your to-do list is messing with your arms, because it's not doing it in just one way. It's sneakier than that. It's coming at you from both sides. The first way is this. You're so overwhelmed by everything that needs to get done that taking care of yourself starts to feel indulgent, selfish, even. Who am I to take 30 minutes for a workout when there's all of this waiting? So you skip it, or you shorten it so much that it barely counts. Or you tell yourself you'll do it later, and later becomes never, and then it's Monday again, and you're restarting again. The second way looks a little different. This one's where the overwhelm doesn't make you stop. It makes you push. You're tired, genuinely tired, but you tell yourself you can't rest until it's done. You keep going. You keep pushing through. You're running on fumes and cortisol and sheer stubbornness. And when it comes time for the workout, you've got nothing left. You're depleted. You ran a sprint all day long, and now you're asking your body to do something that actually requires energy and presence. And it doesn't work. Your arms pay the price. So here's the truth that's a little uncomfortable. No woman can sprint endlessly. The body requires rest. As a reward, not as a reward for finishing everything, not as something you've earned, but as a biological non-negotiable. Being tired isn't a problem to be solved. Being tired is your body telling you something true. But so many women I work with have been running so hard for so long that they've completely lost the ability to acknowledge their own exhaustion without judging it. They see tiredness as weakness, as an obstacle, as something that needs to be pushed through or numbed out. And when you're in that cycle, consistency with your arm workouts is almost impossible, because you're either too overwhelmed to start or too depleted to finish. Here's the shift. The existence of undone things isn't a problem. Things being undone doesn't mean you've failed. It doesn't mean you're lazy. It doesn't mean something's gone wrong. Undone things are just undone. They're sitting there being neutral. They're not taunting you. What's creating all that pressure is everything you're telling yourself about the undone things, the meaning you're making. And here's what most of those thoughts have in common. They're rooted in the belief that you'll finally feel okay once you get it all done, once you're caught up, once the list is shorter. But the list is a river. It doesn't get shorter. It just flows. So the women who are building toned arms in their 50s and 60s, the women who are showing up consistently, even when life is full and busy and complicated, they're not the women who have less on their plate. They're the women who stopped waiting for the plate to be clear. They decided their arms, their body, their 15 minutes of movement matter right now. Not later, not once things slow down, now. That's not a time management shift. That's an identity shift. So I want you to practice something this week. when you feel that pull to skip your workout because there's too much to do, I want you to ask yourself one question. Is this actually true? Or is this just the river? Because 9 times out of 10, the workout isn't actually in conflict with your list. The workout's in conflict with your thoughts about your list. And those thoughts can be questioned. They can be challenged. They can be changed. Can you allow yourself to feel tired without it meaning something's gone wrong? Can you notice the undone things without making them mean you're behind or failing or not doing enough? Can you step out of the river for 20 minutes and let it keep flowing while you show up for your arms? That's the Arm Coach way. I want you to pause here for a second. Grab a journal if you've got one nearby, or just let these questions sit with you. First question, how are you talking about your to-do list? Listen to the actual words you use. Is it, I'm totally swamped, I have a million things, I'm drowning, I'll never get caught up? Because that's not a fact. That's a thought. And that thought is generating a feeling. And that feeling is what's making your arms an afterthought. Second question, when do you believe you'll have earned the right to rest? What would need to be true for you to feel okay about taking 20 minutes for yourself? Because if the answer is, when everything is done, I want to gently but clearly tell you that that moment is never coming. And you deserve better than that bargain. Third question, what's it costing you to keep waiting? Not just in terms of arm tone, but in terms of how you feel about yourself, your confidence, your energy, your sense of being a woman who follows through on her own behalf. These aren't small questions. They're the questions that change things. Here's what I know about naturally toned women. They're not women who've figured out the perfect schedule. They're not women who've somehow eliminated busyness from their lives. They're not women who have more time than you. They're women who've decided that they're a non-negotiable part of their own lives. They've stopped treating themselves like the last item on the list, the one that gets bumped when everything else overruns. They've stopped buying into the myth that caring for themselves is selfish or indulgent or something they have to earn. They've made a firm, completely unsexy decision that they matter, that their arms matter, that 15 minutes of movement isn't a luxury, it's a standard. And standards don't get negotiated away when life gets full. That's how toned arms are built, not through a perfect program or a flawless diet or some mystical combination of motivation and discipline. They're built through women who keep showing up for themselves, even when the river is running fast and wild, and there are 100 things still waiting. The river's always going to be there. The question is whether you're going to step out of it long enough to build the arms you actually want. And here's something I need you to hear. You're not too far gone. You're not too old. You're not too inconsistent or too busy or too behind to start. The naturally toned woman isn't someone you become when things settle down. She's someone you decide to be right now, in the middle of the mess with the full river flowing. Every single time you step out of that river and do the workout anyway, you're building her. Every time you acknowledge you're tired and give yourself space to rest without guilt, you're building her. every time you look at your list and say, that can wait, I come first right now, you're building her. That's what consistency actually looks like. Not perfection, not emptying the list, just a woman who keeps choosing herself imperfectly and regularly. All right, before I let you go, let me say this. If today's episode cracked something open for you, if you're starting to see how your thoughts about your to-do list have been quietly running your fitness life, I want to invite you to take the next step. Arms by Christine is my program built specifically for women who are ready to stop restarting and start becoming. We work on the identity. We work on the habits. We build the self-trust that makes consistency feel natural instead of forced. And yes, we also build seriously toned arms. You can find all the details at thearmcoach.com. The link is in the show notes, so come on and check it out. And if this episode resonated with you, would you do me a favor? Share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Screenshot it, tag me, because there are women out there right now who are stuck in that same loop, overwhelmed by their list, abandoning their arms, and waiting for life to slow down. So let's help them find a different way. Okay, everyone, I will see you in the next episode. And until then, keep showing up, right? The river's flowing. That just means you're alive. You're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.